Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Remo. Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, nothing, not bad. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. You know how it is, man. We're going to lead off with a little football. You know, Giants beat the Redskins. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Jets as right now they're beating up on the Titans right now. We'll get into that also. Talk a little Knicks basketball as they're going to try to win two games in a row. Rangers are going to play Orioles. I mean, not Orioles. Edmonton Orioles. Oilers, I should say. I got baseball on the mind here. And, you know, we'll talk about a busy hot stove this past week. And, of course, you know, as usual, we're going to end off with a little WWE. And preview the Survivor Series pay-per-view event coming up in, let me look at my imaginary watch, in about 2 hours from now. So with that in mind, you guys feel free to call, you know, share your point of view on any topic you want, you know, with sports, entertainment, and everything else, you know the deal. And that number is, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to get your voices heard. And with that in mind, let's talk Jets football here. And let's be honest, folks. Jets, Titans, this is definitely not a preview for an upcoming playoff game this upcoming postseason. So, you know, it's an ugly game, you know, two and ten teams, if my memory serves me right, or two and 11, I think they're both, their records are. I mean, it's not pretty football, but, you know, Jets, you know, they start off ugly. You know, Geno Smith, you know, he got sacked for the safety in the end zone. And, you know, they were trailing at one point 5-3. But now the Jets are, you know, their offense is firing on all cylinders, highlighted by Eric Decker's 81-yard touchdown reception. And the Jets just scored again momentarily just before this show went on the air. And, you know, right now the Jets fans are in a weird spot because part of the Jets fans want to win, you know, so even though it's a horrible, you know, so they won't have, you know, I mean, it's going to be a dreadful record either way you look at it, but Jets are trying, the Jets, some fans want them to finish strong and the season on a good note. But on the other hand, you know, Jets fans who are looking past this season, looking to the future, you know, they just want the Jets to continue what they've been doing lately, you know, other than recently when they won, it's basically lose.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they could win that Marcus Mariota sweepstakes, which all the, you know, all these horrible teams are trying to go after that Oregon Oregon Ducks QB.
Yep.
So we'll see how you know, the Jets doing. You know, so far, you know, they're leading. They came back from behind to get this lead, and Geno Smith is hoping that his team can hold on to the win.
Yeah, right now they're leading 10-8. They called back that Eric Decker touchdown because of a penalty, but Jets scored when Geno Smith threw a touchdown to John Connor. So Jets currently lead 10-8 right now.
I stand corrected. Thank you for the update.
Yep.
And with that, hopefully the Jets can. I don't know. I'm in a torn position. You know, I know the wise thing is for them to keep losing. You know, so they could you know, get a shot at this. You know, a shout out, you know, Mariota. But then again, right now, I think two other teams that have a slightly worse record than the Jets.
Yep.
They lost today, so, you know, Jets need to, you know, lose, you know, all the games, basically. You know.
Yeah, which I don't think they're going to do. I mean, they also want to play for pride.
Yeah.
And at least, you know, play just to show, you know, win these remaining games for Rex Ryan.
Yeah, of course, because Rex Ryan
will be coming back.
Oh, yeah, because Rex Ryan, you know, he's on the hot seat as, you know, as is, you know, John Idzik, you know, the Jets GM.
Right.
You know, they're both on the hot seat. You know, they both want to win. And those guys, like you said, they're playing for pride. You know, they all seem, you know, to, you know, love Rex Ryan, and, you know, they want him to stay. And the best way for them to do is to win. But, you know, as you can see, the damage looks like it's already done.
Yep. Yeah. And, I mean, they just gotta go out and play the games, whether they win or lose. You know, just go out and play. If they win, they win. If they lose, they lose.
Yep. As long as you give it all your all. Okay. That's all you could do. And, you know, of course, another question mark is, will Percy Harvin re-sign with the Jets? You know, I obviously, you know, if he's going to re-sign with them, he's going to have to take a pay cut because I think he's making $10.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I hear, as of right now, it doesn't look like he's going to take that pay cut. So,
yeah,
it's like Percy Harvin's going to bounce around to another team. But, you know,
looks like
it. It seems like it.
Oh, there's some other wide receivers that will probably be out there in the offseason that Jets could look into.
Yeah, we'll definitely see, you know, what happens because the Jets offseason is going to start in a few weeks. And, of course, the NFL one is going to start right after the Super Bowl, you know, happens in 2 months from now.
Yeah.
So, We'll keep you posted what's going on in the game. Right now the score is 10-8 in the third quarter, and we'll let you know what's going on. In the meanwhile, let's shift gears, talk about the Giants. As you know, Giants won again, and they beat their NFC East rival, you know, the Washington Redskins. The final score was 24-13, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes. It was 24-13, correct.
So with that, I'll let you, give your thoughts on the victory.
It was a good win. Giants these last few weeks have been playing pretty good, except for that loss 3 weeks ago against the Jaguars, where they were leading throughout the whole game, but they managed to blow a big lead.
Yeah, like 21 lead.
Yeah, 21-point lead, and managed to blow that and end up losing the game to the damn Jaguars. And so today, they came into the game, but I think they were 4-9 coming into the day. So, and the Redskins are even worse. They're like 2-11, I think. And they have their own problems with their quarterback controversy, whether or not they wanted to start McCoy or RG3.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up starting McCoy, but he got injured, so RG3 had to come into the game. And RGD, he did play good, but, you know, the Redskin offense is horrible. You know, the O-line can't protect anyone, and RG3 looks lost. He doesn't look like the same quarterback he was
a few years ago,
yeah, when he made his debut in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the Giants, Eli Manning played great. Odell Beckham continues to shine. This guy had 12 receptions, 143 yards, 3 touchdowns. I mean, this kid cannot be stopped these days.
Yep.
I mean, he might be, after this season is over, he's probably going to be named Offensive Rookie of the Year once the season is done.
I think you're right. I mean,
he's been putting on a show.
Yeah, he's definitely the MVP of the Giants this year.
Oh, yeah. Like, just watching him, he makes Eli better. Because Eli, you know, doesn't really have anyone to throw to after Victor Cruz got injured. But,
right.
Like, him being on the field, he makes Eli better, you know, just by catching those passes that Eli throws to him.
Highlighted by the catch he made a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, against the Cowboys.
That one-handed catch, yeah.
Yeah, he seems to be catching anything that you throw to him.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be great to see him next year with Victor Cruz, seeing those two in the lineup together.
And plus a year down, you know, a year, you know, under his belt, you know, he's going to get that confidence going.
Oh, yeah.
It should be interesting to see what he does.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But right now he's kicking butt.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be one of the best wideouts in the game. But it was a good win by the Giants. You know, they're not going to go anywhere. So, at this point, they're just playing for pride.
Exactly.
It was a good win.
And speaking of another team, going back to the Jets, are now trailing 11-10 right now. You know, the Titans just kicked a field goal. And Geno Smith just has a third down with 1:30. You know, remaining in the game and counting in the third quarter, I should say.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears. Let's talk a little Knicks basketball here. And Knicks finally snapped their 10-game losing streak. They defeated the, you know, their heated rival, the you know, Boston Celtics, even though the rivalry is pretty much dead because both teams are, you know, are like so horrible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know, we'll take it. A win against the Celtics, you know, it's always a good thing in my book.
Oh, yeah.
And Carmelo, you know, he scored, what, 20-something points? Was it 23? I can't remember the number off the top of my head. And I think Stoudemire also had 20 points also. So they both had good games. Shumpert got hurt. He's expected to miss a month, unfortunately.
Yeah. That was the one bad thing about that, is that he got injured.
And earlier this week, there was a report that Tim Hardaway Jr. and Carmelo Anthony, you know, had a disagreement, an argument, you know, allegedly because, you know, Carmelo, you know, didn't pass the ball enough. And, you know, and the other rumor is that, you know, Melo wanted to get traded out of New York, which, of course, he denies.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's just another ugly season for the Knicks.
Who did they play tonight?
I forget. I'm gonna check in a few seconds.
Is it at the Garden or is it gonna be away?
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm gonna check in a few seconds.
Looks like it's against the Raptors. Hello?
Hello, yes, you are right. It is against the Raptors. I think it's at home.
Yeah. But unfortunately, we'll be watching what you're going to be talking about next.
Oh, yeah. The Survivor Series.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it looks like it's gonna be an interesting pay-per-view event. You know, they got, trying to remember. Oh, yeah, New
Cheers
Day.
Match.
Oh, yeah, the Cheers match between Ryback and Kane. Yeah, I'm picking Ryback to win this match. Kane
that
is just
match.
What did you say?
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I think, I'm going to go with Ryback. Sorry.
Did I just pick? I pick Ryback.
Oh, I thought you said Kane.
No, I'm Ryback.
Oh, okay.
There's no reason. Kane is, I was just about to say, Kane is a jobber now. He's just a giant jobber now. I mean, you can't take Kane seriously anymore.
Mm-hmm, yep.
It's
pretty much worthless these days.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, him, Big Show. I mean, you can't take those guys seriously anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kane is going to lose.
I agree. I think Ryback's going to win it.
And speaking of Big Show, he's going to fight against Eric Rowan in arguably the greatest match of all time. Steel Step match. I mean, who the heck came up with this idea? Steel Stairs match. That's just stupid. That's just a dumb gimmick match. I mean, I'm pretty sure the same person who came up with the idea is the same person who came up with the WWE Fastlane pay-per-view event that's going to replace, Elimination Chamber pay-per-view event. So that's the new name of the February pay-per-view, WWE Fastlane.
Yes, Steel Steer match. I think this is the first Steel Steer match that's ever been done in WWE.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet because I don't think anybody was dumb enough to come up with an idea of, let's just fight with steel steps. Even though in a no disqualification match, you could use a steel step if you want to.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
That's just a dumb idea, but I'll check it out. Hopefully I'm wrong, but steel step match is going to be stupid. I mean, what's the difference between a steel step match or a chairs match and a no disqualification match? Are
yeah,
you
just
only
by the sound of it.
Can you just use a steel step. If you use anything else, will you be disqualified? I mean, I don't know. That's just a dumb gimmick. I don't know, man.
We'll call it a weapons match or something.
A no disqualification match or something, or a street fight or something like that.
Yeah, pretty much what it is.
Steel step match. Ooh, I'm gonna walk. It should be like the first cage match. Instead of the first person getting out of the cage wins, the first person who runs up the stairs and goes inside the ring wins. That should be what the match is about. And you start out outside and you fight, and basically while someone's trying to go and run on the steel steps and get inside the ring, you try to pull the person, prevent them from going inside the ring via the steel steps.
Yeah,
that should be. I mean, it don't make any sense. Why are they coming with a steel step match? I mean, I could spend the whole episode talking about that alone, but let's move on.
I can understand, like, maybe a steel – they should have made probably a steel stairs match for the title in the ring. Maybe that would have been interesting.
What do you mean? Well, how's that?
Well, like, you put the stairs – you put a stack of stairs on top of each other, and then you have them climb up to grab a title. Kind of like the ladder match, kind of.
That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, it would be.
That would be interesting. But they have no titles, so...
Right, right.
It would just be Big Show's dignity on the line, which he lost many years ago. Yeah, I think Eric Rowan's going to win that match. I mean, Big Show, what does Big Show have to gain by winning that match?
Yeah, I'm with you. I have a feeling he's going to win that match, too.
It's the same match over again. It's the same thing like the Kane-Ryback match.
Yeah, pretty much.
You got the big, powerful young guy fighting, you know, the giant guy who's a has-been, who used to, you know, be a champion and, you know, a threat
mm-hmm. yep.
for the title, you know. It's the same match, basically, twice.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, let's move on. AJ versus Nikki. I think Nikki's going to win, and that'll be the last, in my opinion, the last match of AJ's WWE career.
Yeah, I have a feeling Nikki will win also. Because it's the title's on the line, so I don't see Nikki losing it until WrestleMania, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then maybe she'll lose to Paige or
even Rick Flair's daughter, maybe.
Oh, yeah, Charlotte, who made her debut, you know, losing on the Raw to Natalya.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe that'll be it.
Yeah.
Be interesting. Or maybe Paige versus Natalya for the WrestleMania, who knows?
Yeah, that could happen.
But, what else was there? Let me see, what other matches there? There's New Day versus the Rhodes Brothers. Let's see, that's an untitled match. I'll pick New Day.
I'm going to go with Stardust on this one.
I could definitely say Stardust and Goldust winning, but, you know, they're trying. It's like they're semi-pushing these guys.
Yeah.
So I could see it going either way.
I just don't believe in New Day yet. I don't believe in them yet.
I think New Day would be better as a heels, but, you know, WWE has other ideas for that, so yeah,
New Day.
Yeah, I'll you know, I could see it go either way, but I'll stick with my guns and say New Day wins.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Goldust and Stardust will win.
Yeah,
didn't they just beat them recently? Also,
I think so. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Oh,
yeah, man, I'm telling you, they got to win to keep the black man down. I'm telling you, watch.
The other match is Miz and Mizdow versus the Usos. I think Miz and Mizdow is going to win. I don't see them losing. Unless if, like I said last week, last pay-per-view event, the only way I see them losing is if Miz cost them the title out of jealousy. So I think Miz is going to win. They're going to defend the title, at least this pay-per-view event. Royal Rumble, anything goes next month.
But, yeah, I think Miz and Damon Miz that will win also.
Mm-hmm. Unless if Miz cost them the title on purpose. But
yeah,
I'm sticking with Miz and Miz Dow.
Yeah, me too.
Let's see, what other matches are there? There's Intercontinental. There's Luke Harper versus Dolph Ziggler. Man, I could see this one go either way. You know what? I'm going to pick Luke Harper to win, and then next month he'll lose it to Dolph Ziggler.
I could see Ziggler winning this matchup tonight.
Yeah, I could see it too. I mean, yes, today I see it, other than the chairs and the steel step match, I could see all these matches going either way.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a good thing, you know.
I'm going to go with Ziggler on this one. And it's a ladder match also, you know.
Yeah,
he's been good
true.
With these ladder matches.
That's a good point. It would be more awkward for Luke Harper to win.
Yeah,
you know, but I'm going to stick with my guns. My gut feeling is telling me you're right, but I'm going to stick with Luke Harper.
Okay.
But yeah, you do make a lot of sense. It is a ladder match. It is more suitable for Ziggler to win that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna stick with Luke Harper. I think I'm gonna lose that one, but I'm gonna stick with it. So these last two decisions, I'm a little iffy. You know, I'm iffy on it, but I'll stick with my guns. But let me see, what other matches there? There's Rusev versus Jack Swagger, U.S. title. The rivalry returns, and hopefully this time Swagger will finally defeat Rusev and put this rivalry to rest.
I'm hoping that happens.
Because it's long overdue. He should have beat him long time ago before he even faced before Rusev faced before he faced Big Show and Mark Henry.
I'm truly hoping that happens, man.
But you know what? I want to pick Swagger, but damn, I think I'm going to have to pick Rusev on this one, because I think Cena is going to be the one to end that.
Yeah,
I hope I'm wrong.
I'm going with you. I'm going to pick Swagger, but, you know, I won't be surprised if Rusev holds on to the title.
I want to pick Swagger to win, but damn, I just have a feeling that, you know, the rumors of him, Cena facing Rusev for the U.S. title is true.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then Rusev would win today.
Yeah.
But damn, I don't know. What should I do? I don't know what what should I vote for? You know what? I'm gonna stick with my guns. I'm gonna pick Rusev to win, and I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, it could go either way.
Yeah. And let's see, what other matches are there? Yeah, I think other than that is the main event. I can't think of. Oh yeah, Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt. Tables, ladders, and chairs.
Go with Dean Ambrose on this one.
Oh man. Yeah, I'm picking Dean Ambrose. I'm picking Dean Ambrose to win this one, too.
This is his match. This is his kind of match.
I'm picking Dean Ambrose to win this one. He purposely got himself disqualified in the last match, which he should have won.
Yep.
I'm picking Dean Ambrose to win this, too, as well. And last but not least, WWE number one contenders tables match. It's going to be... it's going to be Seth Rollins, Mr. Money in the Bank, versus John Cena. I know what my answer is going to be. What's yours?
Well, I'm going to go with Cena. I think he won it.
I totally agree with you, and I'll tell you why. Two reasons. One, he's John Cena. And two,
yep.
Because Seth Rollins, if he wins, he would have two number one contender opportunities. He'd have the Money in the Bank, and he would face Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And it wouldn't make sense for two heels to face each other, you know, in a pay-per-view event. That rarely happens.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
Picking,
you're dead on.
So this is Cena all the way. I'm like, I was going to say 100% sure. I'm gonna say 99.999% sure John Cena is going to win this match.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if it doesn't happen.
Very surprised.
But you never know. Hey, this pay-per-view might be a night of surprises.
Could be.
Maybe WWE ends it out on a bang.
I sure hope so. But I think Royal Rumble is where you're going to really see stuff really happen. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about the Royal Rumble match. I think the biggest surprises are going to happen next month. But this one has a shot to be a good, you know, a very good, you know, if not solid pay-per-view event if WWE does the right things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. And of course, Rangers are going to play Orioles. Orioles. I keep saying Orioles for whatever reason. That should be an interesting game, you know.
Yeah, it should be. That's going to be very interesting to see.
But I'm going to most likely watch more, you know, Knicks Raptors and of course the pay-per-view event. But
I think I'll have the I'll watch the pay-per-view on my, well not pay-per-view but the TLC event on my computer and have the Knicks on the TV.
Network.
Yeah.
And last but not least, let's get to the MLB hot stove stuff. Jamie Rollins got traded to the Dodgers, so bye bye, Jamie Rollins in the NL East.
Yeah.
Good riddance. Let me see what else happened. Mets signed John Mabry to a 1-year deal. You know, he's going to be the backup power righty off the bench. I'm trying to think what else happened. Excuse me, Cespedes got traded again. It's like the third team he's been in in a year or so.
Yeah.
Is it to the Tigers, I think? I'm trying to remember what team did he get traded to.
I don't remember.
I don't remember what team it was.
The biggest move this week was John Lester signed with the Cubs.
All right, yeah, that's another one, yeah. That's a, you know, Cubs with Theo Espin, I don't know how, I can't say his name for whatever reason right now. You know, he's trying to, you know, get the Cubs, you know,
back to winning,
you know, it's been a long, long time, and we're not even talking about 1908.
Yeah.
No, they haven't been a good team since, you know, they collapsed against the Marlins in what year was that? 2003.
Yeah, that's true.
The Steve Bartman incident.
Yep.
So you know, Cubs are, you know, they're trying to snap, you know, they're losing ways, man. So that'll be interesting to see what John Lester can do, you know, being a big game pitcher. You know. Let me see, what other move? There was other moves, too. Was Rick Porcello the one that was traded for? Matt Kemp was traded also.
Oh, yeah, right. He went to, didn't he go to another California team?
Maybe. I'd have to research that. But, it was a very busy hot stove. And hopefully the Yankees, they lost David Robertson. He went to the White Sox.
Yeah,
and Yankees recently, you know, they got Didi Gregorius, you know, to be their starting shortstop, to be, you know, to replace the legendary Derek Jeter, you know. So that should be.
It was good to pick up. Looks like the guy, I mean, he's not going to be a power hitter, but he'll be a good shortstop for us, hopefully.
Well, yeah, definitely on the defensive end. And Andrew Miller is the new reliever for the Yankees. So, you know, they get their man here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see what happens in the hot stove.
Yeah.
And Jets are still trailing 11-10. And the Marcus Mariota / James Winston sweepstakes, you know, is on the line basically right now.
check out my show on Max Saturdays at 11. We'll come back here, check out Sports and Religion every Sunday at 6.